So he preaches this garbage. And he says that not every Christian is saved, not every Christian is in Christ, not every Christian is going to enter into the kingdom of God. And here's the reason why this is heretical, okay? Because they'll tell you this, in order to be a saint, you have to keep God's commandments. Well, what does that sound like to you? Sounds like Catholicism. You talk to any Catholic, former Catholic, you talk to anybody who came out of the Orthodox Church, they'll tell you that they teach that in order to be a saint, you have to keep God's commandments. It's not for everyone. And he says this, in order to receive that position of sainthood or to be in Christ or to enter the kingdom of God, you have to keep the commandments, live a holy life, obey God. And here's the thing, they'll say this, I'm not talking about salvation. You know, salvation is by belief only. But to be a saint, you have to keep God's commandments. You know, to be in Christ, you have to keep God's commandments, live a holy life. To enter into the kingdom of God, you have to make sure that you obey God. I'm not talking about salvation, though. Salvation is by belief only. You know what's funny? It's because every repent of your sins false prophet says the exact same thing. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, I'm not saying that you don't have to believe on Christ in order to be saved, but you also got to repent of your sins. So it's a thinly veiled, sinless perfection false doctrine. And this is the reason why it's false doctrine, because they want to take specific terms and titles designated for saved people and give it to these elite, this elite group. Which, what's going to happen? People are going to listen to that garbage and they're going to get confused.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, right.
You know, in Christ, the saints, and entering into the kingdom of God is all reference to salvation. Okay?
Yeah.
Now go to Matthew chapter 6. And this guy, Justin LeBlanc, he's the most prideful, pompous, arrogant buster you ever meet. As he's preaching this, he's like, this is so good. This is just like the meat of the word. He's going to learn so much from this. I can't believe you can't see it. And then he says this, look, I know it's hard to understand. It's so hard to understand, it's not even in the Bible. That's how hard it is to understand. And he's like boasting of himself. And by the way, this is not the sermon, but this is why you don't get an unqualified pastor to start a church. Because Doka admitted himself that this idiot taught him that doctrine. He's like, he showed me from the scripture. It's just so clear. It's just, you know, clear. No, Doka, you're just unqualified.
Yeah,
you
right.
fell into the snare of Satan is what it is. Yeah. Under condemnation because you're a novice. You can't even tell when a false prophet comes in and you allow him to preach behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
Some stupid garbage. You know, as soon as LeBlanc would have told me that, I would have been like, oh, okay, let's close the Bible and go ahead and get out.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you believed this garbage. But let me say this, is heresy begets heresy.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you dip into the flat-tard ministry doctrine. You start believing all kinds of stupidity, okay? And, you know, Doka gets up and he makes a video and he's just like, I've disabled the comments on my section, you know, because I don't want to, yeah, because you're a little snowflake and you can't take
right?
that people are debunking your stupid doctrine, that's why.
Yeah.